Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Especially when we get, you're going to be excited to hear that our good friend Barbara Weltman's back. Barbara, as you know, is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We got her 17th anniversary coming up before too long.
And, oh, my God.
That's right. And she's the author of all the books that you should care about on small business taxes, the whole J.K. Lasser series on small business taxes. And she's such an incredible resource for small businesses. And she's our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. And by the way, the 2015 books just hit the shelves,
All right. And
your copies will be coming your way soon.
I appreciate that. And folks, Barbara's a tax attorney and has been plowing the ground for small businesses in their tax planning now for a long, long time, ever since before we knew her. But there's another beautiful lady, Barbara, that I've known. In fact, her 17th anniversary is coming up before yours. My good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. So a few years ago, when I introduced you two ladies, and I'm going to take credit for this.
You can indeed.
I had no idea what a monster I was going to create. I was creating.
Well, yes,
because you two get together. Holy mackerel! You guys had a big time this last week, didn't you?
Well, I must say, Karen's a remarkable woman, and she really fights for small business in Washington. And I got to tell you, last week I had the privilege of joining her and some other people to visit regulators who are working on regulations impacting small business, and seeing who's involved and how the process is done, it's really eye-opening. Anything that you might have thought you knew about the process, forget about it.
Is it even uglier and scarier than we thought?
Yes and no. In some ways, I came away feeling much better about the process in that the people, all of the people that I met, whatever you may have this nebulous feeling about government workers, everybody I met were highly dedicated, highly intelligent. These were really very, very good people, very dedicated to what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
The process itself, though, is so cumbersome. I mean, there's just so many things to take into account that it just moves so slowly, mm-hmm. and things just don't move ahead, and it's very, I don't know, I personally, as a small business owner, I want to do something, I just do it.
Yeah, know? No kidding. We don't have to have 16 committees.
Exactly.
The thing that I think I got to juxtapose on all this for a second here, Barbara, some of my other folks who do the research on regulations, like Wayne Cruz and the Office of Advocacy at the SBA have done this, have reported to us that small business owners pay twice the amount per employee per year for regulatory compliance as a big business does.
Well, so right.
So all these regulations, you know, whether the people are nice or not, I'm sure they are nice. I know a lot of wonderful federal employees in Washington, D.C., but regardless, they're working, they're toiling in a field that's oppressive to small business.
Absolutely, absolutely. Despite a law, the Regulatory Act that's supposed to make government consider the impact specifically on small business of any regulations, it's just not happening to the extent that it really should.
Yeah.
And despite even President Obama had an executive order to that effect, it's just not happening.
Yeah.
just,
The government's just too big. It's just too big. That's all there is to it. So, but, all right, quickly, in 30 seconds or so, who did you meet while you were up there in the migratory side?
We went to HHS for the shop exchanges. We went to FCC for the net neutrality rules that are going through. We went to SEC for the equity crowdfunding.
Right.
We saw the we went to the Office of Advocacy and we met with the advocate.
At the SBA, right?
We went to the SBA Ombudsman's office. Mm-hmm. We went to we did a lot of other things.
Jealous.
We had 14 meetings in 2 days.
I'm jealous that I didn't get to go with you guys, because I would love to talk to those folks. Hold on, Barbara. We're going to come back, folks, and let Barbara continue to give us a good report, continue her good report on what she found, what she learned in Washington D.C. the other day with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. And Barbara and I.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.